Your Sports Edge Saturday continues on 106.5 FM WKDZ. Scott Brown, the NCAA basketball tournament has reached the Elite Eight level as we are a week away from the Final Four. University of Kentucky hosted a first round weekend last weekend at Rupp Arena, which is why the Sweet 16 is going on this week. Reagan Lindsay is a 2023 graduate of University Heights Academy, a good golfer, a decent soccer player. She also was part of the cheerleading squad at University Heights Academy, and now at the University of Kentucky, where she is an intern in the athletics and communications office. She joins us today. Good morning to you, Reagan.
Good morning.
How are things going in Lexington?
They're great. I've had such a good year, and I've loved doing the internship for the athletics department under the communications and public relations team. And so far, I've just had a great year. And I actually got to work the NCAA March Madness tournament first and second rounds at Rupp this year, so that was a cool experience.
So you've interned through the University of Kentucky and have been a part of the basketball season this year and other sports, not just basketball. Tell us, sir, a little bit about what some of your responsibilities are and some of the athletic teams you've worked with so far.
So it honestly just depends on the event. I've worked football games, volleyball games, soccer, basketball, and I plan to work some baseball and softball this spring. But basically, some of the things we do, I've helped run social media stories at basketball games. I've ran stats to all the media people on the floor during full timeouts. And then during football, we sit up in the press box and just keep track of who's on the field, what players are playing. And then post-game press conferences, we lead SID's teams and coaches to those. And then I've mic held at those, and then I've also had to record and transcribe like what they say during those press conferences. We'll get like assigned a coach or a player from the away team or our home team and then work on that after the game. And we've also done like a lot of pregame setup stuff and just anything they need me to do, honestly.
So how hard is it to separate yourself from Reagan the intern to Reagan the sports fan?
It's definitely a challenge because we have to be neutral on our, like, opinions about the game, or, like, we can't really cheer in the press box. So
yeah, they don't like that. The Blue Coats and me have a little bit of a history with that. And so,
Definitely had to bite my tongue at some games and try not to cheer for my team because, obviously, I'm a huge Kentucky fan. But it's definitely been an adjustment, being a fan to now an intern, but I still get to go to games as like a student, obviously, and cheer on the team and just try my best not to let my emotions get the best of me when I am working.
Now, has there been anybody not associated with Kentucky, like an opponent or from another school, that has kind of made you say, oh my gosh, that is so-and-so, I've seen them on TV, and now I'm standing 5 feet away from them?
There has actually been a lot of moments like that. So the teams that played at Rupp, obviously Kentucky didn't play there, but I got to meet so many cool people just on Tennessee's team, Auburn's team, Louisville. I got to escort all three of their coaches, UCLA's coach as well, and just, like, have a conversation with them, which is crazy to me because I see them on TV and they're just, like, a normal human being, and we just had a conversation about that. I actually got to talk with Louisville's coach, Pat Kelsey, about his daughter wanting to come to UK, and I was like, she needs to come here, choose the right school. But that was pretty cool to just have those interactions and see people, take pictures with people that I've seen on TV, and it's just such a cool experience.
I think you just dropped a news nugget for us there on our show about Pat Kelsey and his daughter wanting to go to Kentucky. But, yeah, you had the opportunity to see a lot of good basketball there with Tennessee and with Auburn. UCLA was there as well as Louisville and Creighton and such. We're talking with Reagan Lindsay, UHA graduate who is interning in the Athletics and Communications Department at the University of Kentucky. How much did your background in athletics help you with this and kind of know what athletics is about and what to expect?
Yeah, it definitely helped a lot because grew up in a huge sports-loving family, huge Kentucky fan. So I knew coming in I wanted to do something like down that path. And I started out as a kinesiology major because I thought I wanted to go into physical therapy. But I kept seeing like more and more of the internships and just like stuff related to sports at the games when I went. And I kind of just asked questions to people I knew that did the same thing. And I applied for it over the summer, had an interview, and just like knowing a lot about different varieties of sports and just like having the knowledge with that really helped me going in. So I would just say, as a sports lover, I always knew I wanted to do something in this field. So just figuring out what I wanted to do exactly and taking different opportunities and different routes to get to that point. But I've definitely loved the field I am in now with that internship.
Also being at the University of Kentucky, being a Kentucky fan, you've got to witness firsthand the transformation of both the men's and women's basketball programs as well. And can you put into words what that's been like to be at some of the big games and witness some of the big wins Kentucky's had this year?
Yeah, it's definitely been such a cool experience. I was nervous going into it just with Pope coming in, new coach, and just I was excited but obviously a little nervous since Coach Cal had been there for so long. But I got to work some of the really big games. Like I got to see Tennessee win at home, so that was an awesome game to get to work and just be on the court seeing that. A lot of the women's game too, they've been such a good team this year. And just getting to be so close and get to work for those teams and those coaches has been such a cool experience for me. But also I got to work the Arkansas game and just got to see Coach Cal and Coach Pope go head-to-head against each other. So that was cool. Rupp Arena was crazy that night. But even though we lost, it was still such a cool experience getting to see both of them in the same building.
Now, being where you're at in the Triangle, you're about an hour away from Louisville. You're a little over an hour away from Cincinnati. So is there a chance down the road that you may look at some type of job with a college or even professional team doing what you're doing now?
I definitely hope that down the road I do work for either a college or professional team in whatever it is, but I can definitely see myself, like, I can see myself staying at Kentucky, but I can also see myself going somewhere else and venturing out and just working for whoever wants me, honestly. But the goal is to end up in sports for sure.
How are the grades?
They're going good. I was on the dean's list the last two semesters, so
that says a lot. We talk a lot about work and academic and athletic balance, and not only that, but when you throw a job in there, that's always huge. And so I'm sure your load in high school has helped prepare you for that load you have in college.
Yes, it definitely did. I always had homework in high school and also played sports on top of that, and also loved cheering on my team, going to baseball games, soccer games, whatever it was. So you just have to find a balance and be able to manage your time and keep your grades up, but also be able to have those experiences and have a job or whatever it is. But my parents told me coming in, they were like, if you can't keep your grades up, you're coming right back home. So I've made sure that that's a priority and to keep those going good.
Now, I think it's cool. You're involved in athletics at Kentucky. Your younger sister, Conley, is going to be going to Northern Kentucky to play golf and continue her career there. If you see Northern Kentucky on the Kentucky golf schedule, is that going to be one of those you volunteer to kind of go and work?
Yes, for sure. I'm so excited for her and so proud of like what she's done to get to that point. And I'm definitely planning on going to watch as many tournaments as I can of hers. And that would definitely be a cool experience to be able to see her play either here or against Kentucky, but I would definitely love to volunteer to work one of those. I always send her pictures when we play them in basketball or any other sports. I'm like, we're playing your school tonight. So I'm excited for her to get to be up there next year and have her not too far away from me.
Reagan Lindsay, you're getting to enjoy an experience that a lot of people, male and female, that are sports fans would love to have. And wish you the best of luck, and appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Scott. I'm glad I got to talk to you.